Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Lauren Rosenberg was popping. So the National Guard is going to the subway trains now, huh?
What a spectacle. What a show that they're trying to put on. Now, so don't get me wrong. Yes, you know, crime and homelessness. There's a lot of gross things happening in the subway. We know.
Y'all think that's new things?
And then so now they're going to randomly stop people and do random
bag
checks.
But they've done it. Yo, Laura, they did. They used to do this all the time. They had the AK-47s on the subway platform. The cops, remember all that? He was doing all that years ago.
And all they do is target people, and then after a while, like, you're late to work. Yeah. You're late to where you're going.
And I heard Hochul say that she's doing this because people need to understand that taking a subway is a privilege and not a right. But I don't understand that.
Because she's saying that, you know, if you got, they're exploring, if you got a criminal record or too many things on your record, you won't be able to take the train.
That's what they're trying to do.
But like, you're kicked off the train permanently.
But I'm like, and how are you going to monitor that?
They're going to have pictures of people, and they have, you know, they have cameras all over the train. So they're all over the thing. So they'll do face recognition. So if you're in the train and you ain't supposed to be in the train, they're going to run down on you.
So what are they going to do when people are wearing masks and sunglasses?
Right.
They're going to stop them, frisk them, take their mask and sunglasses off, show your face.
Wow.
You know, in Philly and D.C., they criminalize all the masks and all that. They criminalize the poo-shiesty mask.
Yeah.
They did all
that. Talking about,
talking,
right.
Yeah, just, you know, regular face mask. Like, if you don't want any germs.
Subway air.
Yes.
No. They're going to stop you and make you identify yourself. New York's been a police state for a long time. You know what I'm saying? People try to act like it's not. The police run this. It's the biggest gang in the city. They shut down whatever they want when they want. They're not held accountable, right? They do whatever they want out here. And then now we got a mayor who was a cop. He was a transit cop. And because remember, he already had approved 1,000 new cops on the trains. That's why we always see the cops on the train standing around twiddling their... This was a while ago. Always standing around twiddling their thumbs on the ground.
My whole thing, listen, yes, we need safer subways, of course, and don't get it twisted. We all agree with the public, yes, because I've taken the train and I've been like, oh my goodness. But I just don't know if this is the answer.
Man, the train been in shambles in certain places, bro. I'm so tired of them acting like poverty's not the problem.
The other day I jumped in. I walked on the train. Ebro, there was like 5 people like sleeping and slumped over, urine all over them. Like, you see all the people come in, be like, oh no, and just walk out and go to the next train.
Yeah, because poverty's the problem. Crime, if you want to get rid of crime, you get rid of poverty, but people aren't willing to do that. They're not willing to make the sacrifices financially to figure out how we curb poverty in this city. They're not willing to, the big real estate ain't willing to take the cuts. Big CEOs ain't willing to take the cuts. Taxpayer dollars go. They just would rather criminalize everybody and put more people in jail. So they pump more money into the police and the NYPD and all of that. Lock more people up. You know, this year there's already been like 20-something deaths on Rikers. Wasn't they supposed to close Rikers and move people somewhere else? They ain't even started that.
No time.
They ain't even started that. So when you really go through the facts, man. Yo, this whole National Guard thing, make no mistake, is an election season law and order hustle promo. That's all it is. They want to send a message to the country. It makes Mayor Adams look like the law and order guy he wants to look like. It makes Kathy Hochul, you know, look like the law and order. Because remember, they lean conservative. They're not progressive at all. They're not trying. And you know what? Let's be honest. Most people ain't. Which is why you'll never get a progressive candidate who's running for president. Right. Most people ain't progressive. They're not. They're conservative religiously. They're conservative when it comes to gender and sexuality. They're conservative in so many ways. They're definitely conservative when it comes to this money, too.
That's a fact.
Facts. People's tired of their money going to, you know, social support systems, and they're not seeing a change. So that's a problem, too. We got problems, man.
A lot.
That we do.
We got problems. Raquel's on the line checking in from Connecticut. Raquel, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Rock?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You calling from Connecticut, right?
Yeah, Bridgeport.
Okay, I thought maybe you just had a number in Connecticut. That's how I came up on a call ID.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rock.
Good morning.
Brian, good morning, sir. How are you? Thank you so much, Rock.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Brian, where you headed, sir?
I'm already at work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm a concrete inspector.
Shout to the concrete inspectors. So what, you walk around and find cracks in the pavement?
Nah, a contract.
Oh, got it. So like buildings and things like that?
Yeah.
Got you, got you. So when somebody puts the foundation down to start building, you got to make sure they're not doing a shabby job.
Right, I got to make sure the PSI matched.
Yo, how you get into that gig? You got to do like an apprenticeship and all this?
You can, but it's classes you got to take in school.
Ooh, is there a lot of, are you guys hiring over there in that line of work?
Yeah, they always hiring.
You, how much money, can you share with us how much money you're making on?
A ballpark.
Well, I'm a manager, but for like starters, you could make 25 to 30.
Y'all better look up. And what do they look up when they look, this up? Concrete inspector?
Oh.
Yeah, ACI inspector.
API inspector.
No, ACI.
ACI inspector.
Yeah.
Shawnee was like 20, 30,000?
25
no,
to 30.
Like, no, an hour.
No, a year?
Dollars an hour. Yeah.
No, dollars an hour.
Dollars an hour.
That's a good luck.
Yeah, that's a good luck.
Facts.
Yo, Raquel, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to its name?
I'm
going
to go with
Laura.
Yeah.
Okay, Raquel.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee's got the
question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never.
Go. Who is catching heat for visiting Russell Simmons? Laura.
That would be Usher.
Yeah, he went to Bali.
He didn't stop reading the question. He just keeps going. It's crazy what's happening.
He went to Bali. That's crazy. Which horror author has a majority of his books? Ebro.
Stephen King.
Yep, that's right. In the town of Maine. Which show did SZA just... Ebro.
Ooh, show for SZA.
Three.
She just...
Two.
SNL.
One. Incorrect. Which show did SZA just get to appear on Fulfilling a Lifelong Dream?
Ah, yeah, that's right. We were just talking about that.
Sesame Street.
Laura want to be Laura's on. Up. Yo, if you work at Sesame Street, Laura Styles want to be on
Between
Sesame Street.
Between Tortoises and Turtles, which spend more time?
Ebro.
Three. Two.
Tortoise.
One. Incorrect. Which spend more time in the water?
A turtle.
Turtles. Which city is officially breaking up with?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Miami.
Spring break. Miami is the answer. Ebro gets it. Laura wins.
Oh!
You're going to go see Sean Paul. May 9th at the Brooklyn Paramount. Congratulations. All right, Rock, hold on. We're going to get some information from
you. Rock,
you
know, yeah, yo.
He's inspector.
Thank you,
hello.
Oh,
she is.
You.
You're welcome, Rock. Hang on. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stab.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, this is a really cool story, man. Nas has teamed up with... a couple people to bring this incredible story. I've never heard of this man, but I think it's important that he's making a film about him, and you'll be very intrigued, and we'll talk about it coming up. Flashing lights.
You're a genius.
Minutes commercial free.
Coming up
next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97. Just for me.
Mm. Hello.
That sounded terrible, man. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, let's go. Flash your lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Laura Styles can put us on.
So Nas continues to do really cool things. He is working on a TV series based on the life and victories of Maurice Ashley, the first black international chess grandmaster. So he became a chess grandmaster in 1999, and he was the founder of the Harlem Chess Center. He's also been named in the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame in 2016. But I started like kind of looking into it. It's pretty cool. It's one of those like unsung heroes, you know. I've never heard of Maurice Ashley.
Yeah, Maurice Ashley. I mean,
so cool.
And I have some friends who are really great at chess. I stink. I stink at chess. I got to stink.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I stink. I want to be good. I just haven't had the time to like really spend time on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop spending so much time on spades and dominoes and go do something.
And Uno.
And Connect Four and do something mature like chess. But no, I have some friends who are really great at chess, can like beat video games great.
What?
Yeah. And the computer game. I don't know video games, but. Anyway, no, this guy's that dude.
Dude, that's so cool.
I didn't know what a chess grandmaster is. I've never heard that terminology.
Same.
Yeah, no, it's a real deal. It's a real situation. And there's a lot of, you know, especially, I don't know, you know, if you grew up around, you know, black neighborhoods, there's always a lot of men sitting around playing chess in the park.
In the park, yeah.
It's a big thing. Like, I would just sit there and watch him play chess, and I still stink.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think watching from a distance is going to do it.
No, but I would learn, and we'd talk about it, and I thought I would, you know, I suck, man.
Very cool, though. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7 a.m., a high of 53 degrees, rain most of the day, again. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, there's people who could just beat you in one move.
Bro,
yo,
that's a grandmaster, a chess grandmaster.
Yeah, it's grandmastering.
There's like a couple of tricks.
I just watched a chess show.
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah, we just did. Well, I guess it was like 3 years ago now.
Yeah, it was a few years
ago. So by the time this would come out, it'll be like a 5-year gap.
And is this a TV series or a movie?
Yeah, TV series.
Okay, but he's working on it.
Yeah, he's working on it.
So this isn't like.
Yeah, it's
this would be a few years away.
Maybe sooner.
I'm glad Nas is finally going to find his way and be all right. I was worried about it.
You were worried about it.
Yeah.
These are all passion projects.
You were still worried about him sneaking his Uzi on the island in his army jacket line?
Yeah, now I'm worried about him just like deciding what random super billionaire thingy he's going to do next.
Yeah.
I love it. Coming up, Trump also supports the bombardment of Gaza. Ugh. Yeah. We'll play that audio. Also, they seem to think the National Guard on subways is going to fix something.
Do they even think that?
Do they? We'll talk about it. It's coming up in the congratulations. You played yourself. Plus, Ride or Die. You also have a Curved. You got prizes with DJ John. You got it on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Yes. WQHT FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Boom, 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 bing, boom. Nice. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg.
I can really, with my new glasses, I can really see how much of a dump this studio is.
Hey, listen, man, we decided to ride out with the Hot 9, B. That was a career choice. Are you giving yourself a...
Congratulations. You played. Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big really talk, hobby, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
We had scruples. You know what I'm saying? We had principles. So, you know what I'm saying? We rode out, man. You know what I mean? We went and did other things, but we still rep for the brand, you know? The Hot 9. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg here, Ebro in the Morning, every day. That's the word.
That's the word, yeah.
That is the word.
No, I'm not hitting myself with the button. I'm not hitting myself with the button. But, like, it only goes a certain ways in a career. You either get up out of there early, decide, like, I'm up out. I'm hot right now. I'm out.
Yeah.
You do either do that, or you hang on and get fired one day. Or you hang on until the wheels come off the whole thing.
And where are we at?
I passed clearly on the first one.
Okay.
So now we're on to the second two options.
Right.
Does someone get you up out of here, or do you hang on till this whole thing goes, and you just come crashing down?
See, I still enjoy... Feels like I passed on a lot of opportunities just because I still enjoy the community aspect of what we do. I don't really want to be disconnected from, you know, New York City to Tri-State in that way. You know what I'm saying? And shout to the other cities that are tuned in. You know what I'm saying? That tune in because they're getting a slice of this real authentic place, which is New York City. It's unlike anything else in the world. And so I still love that. Despite the challenges.
Of course. And shout out to everybody who listens to us on the app and, you know what I mean? To catch our show afterwards also.
Absolutely. The show after the show, the program show.
I mean, everything.
You like to get on this a little bit.
Yeah, I like when things are broken. I like that.
That we can just be like, yeah, man.
Where else are you going to yell,
you can't do that on a microphone? Yeah.
The fact that we can just yell, and everybody knows exactly what that means.
And honestly, say what we want, cover what we want, do what we want.
Wait, like this right here.
Okay, I was ready, Ebro. I was like, I have one.
Well, like this right here. Let's listen to Trump on Fox and Friends.
Okay.
No, this president of the United States, when it comes to Israel, is getting protested. Now he seems to be turning on Israel. Mm. But with the non-committed vote that Biden's getting, they're not going to like you either because you are firmly in Israel's camp, correct? Are you on board with the way the IDF is taking the fight to in Gaza?
You've got to finish the problem. You had a horrible invasion. It took place. It would have never happened if I was president, by the way. As you know, Iran was broke, Brian. They were broke. They had no money for Hamas, for Hezbollah. They were broke. This would have never happened. And for another reason, they wouldn't have done it to me. I guarantee you that. They did this because they have no respect for Biden. And frankly, they got soft. And what happened here is...
Oh, we ain't cut off.
Congratulations.
Listen.
You played yourself.
You know, you might think I disagree with Trump. I don't.
Which part?
Yeah, what part?
It wouldn't have happened when he was there.
You don't think so?
No, because Netanyahu wouldn't have allowed it to happen. October 7th happened because Israel, on purpose, be mad if you want to, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, but do you think that's because Netanyahu doesn't like Biden?
I think it's because destabilization in the Middle East makes Biden look bad, which ultimately leads to what we're seeing with people with the undecided vote, destabilizing the Democratic base, helping Putin. It helps so many things.
Right.
There's so many things that this Israel-Gaza thing helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So remember, it was happening when Trump was there. They just have technology that prevents invasions. Where was that technology when October 7th happened?
I know.
Weird. Let's not forget, because they know we forget. I'm one of the people who always reminds everyone. October 7th happened because the IDF wasn't paying attention. You know what they were doing? They were harassing Palestinians in the West Bank and kicking them out of their homes and running cover for settlers morning.
They were sitting there. Yeah, they were sitting there protecting the settlers so they could do whatever they do in the West Bank.
So,
which is kick people out of their homes.
Which is yank old folks out of homes.
But there still should be enough IDF to then also be
there. You would think. And they have the Iron Dome and they have technology and all these things that literally can detect a bird flying from Gaza into Israel. These people in corduroy jeans and Jordans hang glided and rode rickety bikes.
Yep. and then started killing and murdering people and burning down
in
homes
broad,
and hours.
It wasn't past. Even at night, by the way.
No, no, it was the morning.
It was broad daylight. So, to Trump's point, yeah, it wouldn't have happened if Trump was in there because Netanyahu and them wouldn't have let it happen. I hate to break it to y'all. Maybe I'm going to get some blowback for it, but y'all need to wake up. This is all a part of a really right-wing Christian, right-wing conservative movement to take this region away from individuals, and it's very anti-Muslim as well.
Wait, you're saying that the whole thing's not about the protection of Jewish people just so we have a state? I thought that's what...
Congratulations.
That's what the whole thing...
You played yourself.
Well, all the people fighting in the street on either side, they don't say anything about either of this.
No.
Oh, because we're all pawns in the game, and we just line up on the side we're supposed to line up on and start screaming bloody murder when really none of us know what the rich people at the top are actually doing.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
But Trump was dropping his Trumpisms right there. Those things are all going to get repeated.
1,000.
Wouldn't happen.
No, Trump. But
right. Said it confidently, too. Said it with his chest.
He's saying, finish the job.
No, people have been saying it. People have been saying it. Been saying it. And remember, there's that whole Iran money and the, you know, Obama gave Iran money to try to, like, be diplomatic. And then Trump took the money back. And then they moved the embassy to Jerusalem to antagonize Palestinians. And they were antagonizing and playing with Palestinians all in their face when Trump was in office. And everybody was comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. But remember, while Trump was in office, they were still shooting missiles at Israel. Mm-hmm. While Trump was in office, they were just using the technology that they have in place to stop a lot of it.
Right.
They didn't use it on October 7th, and still people are skipping over the why.
Congratulations.
It's a smart play by Trump, too, because he gets to make sure he pleases AIPAC and the Israel people by being like, nah, they got to finish the job. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he gets to follow it up with, but it wouldn't happen if I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of playing both sides of it, because mm-hmm. he's not able to say he wouldn't support Israel now. And the idea of saying that Biden is turning on Israel, that the reporter, the dude, the host said, because he's finally starting to be like, all right, enough. That's turning on Israel?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, these will be your two choices when you vote for president.
And remember, all that uncommitted stuff. To me, I know people are trying to... I understand some of the conversation.
It's just the primaries. I think it's a good exercise for the primaries.
What, the uncommitted?
Don't see it going anywhere. Yes.
Well, I read there are people who are doing it in a very organized way.
Yes.
There's like a very specific movement of people that I read about. My cousin posted one, and she explained what to do, and it's like, hey, we're still voting for Biden when it comes down to
but
it.
But you want the Democrats
right
to hear
you. Right
now,
we're writing uncommitted so people can hear. We do not, you know, that doesn't mean we're going to vote for Trump. We are not voting for Trump. But we're also saying we're uncommitted right now because we want the party to hear us. I hear you, Laura. You have to do it with intention.
I just feel like not a lot are a lot of people are just like, I'm not voting. A lot of young folks are just like, I'm not voting.
Right. Well, the
uncommitted and not voting.
Listen, I appreciate people's hearts that for a lot of these young people, this is the first war they've ever been a part of, first tragedy seeing one country beat up on people they've ever seen before, mm-hmm. and they're affected by that. They think that's the only issue in the world.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention to when they heard the IVF story from Alabama. They're 19 years old. They're not thinking about IVF.
Right.
They're not thinking about domestic issues that, truth be told, we all love people in other places. Number one reason we vote is for ourselves. You probably want to think about those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people aren't paying attention to how our democracy could be on the friggin' edge if Trump goes back into office.
Well, and how you like Nikki Haley, who suspended her campaign but says she's not supporting Trump?
Oh, she didn't say she won't?
That was the headline.
Oh, good.
You have the audio?
Yeah.
Let's hear if it's congrats
just
or not.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for president. When I began, I said the campaign was grounded in my love for our country. Just last week, my mother, a first-generation immigrant, got to vote for her daughter for president. Only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in. I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
I mean, it wasn't like aggressively. Nah, she wasn't it was like, we'll see. I don't know. It wasn't anything powerful. Right. By the way, she also, I mean, be honest, she sounded right there like a high school senior at graduation giving her first speech.
Right.
And even though my years at Polk High were filled with lots of fun, like a cheerleading, the baking competition, and glee club, I'm excited to see what the University of Virginia will provide for me next. That was nuts.
Congratulations.
God.
You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
Well, keeping it political, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but, you know, dozens of fake AI-generated photos.
Oh, yeah.
Have been floating around of Donald Trump with a bunch of black folks. These photos are crazy, but they're getting millions of impressions. Now, these are being spread by his supporters.
You don't say.
According to a new investigation, and BBC posted some of the images created by the supporters. Now, there's no evidence that this is tied to Trump's campaign, but one photo was created by a Florida-based conservative radio show host, Mark Kay. I guess it came down to him. But guys, this is so, these photos are so wild. Like, it's just him.
Just him with groups of black people? That's it?
Yes. Yes.
I love these people. I love my friends.
Completely fake, Shawnee.
All AI, bro.
It made the AI, but it's just like it would be if it was real.
Yo, him sitting on the porch with the group of brothers is crazy.
That's my friend Tyrell. Love Tyrell.
He on the block.
That's little Ray Ray in him.
Yo, but here go. That's what they think about us, bro.
Yep.
They can play, they can make sneakers, put up AI photos.
Take a hood for a fake generic hood porch.
They like he in the hood.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh my
God. Yo, if you see that and you think,
congratulations.
Yes.
You played yourself.
No, but there's people, going back to how we started the segment, the reason why we love being here is because we can have this convo. We can have this convo deliberately like this. Many stations, many places, you can't do it.
Ebro, I've had other radio hosts in other states say, I listen to you guys after our show because you say the things that we cannot. We've been told you cannot talk about this. It's too divisive.
And by the way.
Too divisive.
Shawnee remembers this. When we used to have these political combos on the air, and they used to be like, yo, y'all getting too political. Y'all, and I used to be like, I don't care, we doing it. Yeah. Now it's cool.
Well, everyone's doing it.
It's cool now.
They love it.
There was a time, though.
Not so cool.
Nah, it wasn't cool to talk about activism. It wasn't cool to talk about all of this going at the president, going at the mayor. There was a time it was not cool.
True.
Some people have made their whole career based off talking about politics now. It's crazy. I never seen anything like this.
No, they're like political pundits.
Yeah, mavens, I've heard the word. Even mavens.
Wow. Rosemar, what you got today?
This just made me laugh. Risa Tisa's ex says CAA, her new agency, will be disappointed. Quote, she has no talent.
The fact that you're covering Risa Tisa's story.
No, big. I love Risa Tisa. I love Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa's hot out here.
No, and I'm happy.
She signed with CAA. She's going to get an opportunity.
I hope.
So you're telling me the dude who is the butt of the story,
yes,
is saying she's not talented.
Good luck. That's the only thing she's got is talking about me, and it's made up. So she doesn't have any talent. He says, "I'm not gonna lie, bro. You don't come off great here."
Well, the other part, if it is made up, she's got a lot of talent. So you hold this button.
You know what? It's a great point.
You played yourself.
If it's all made up, then she's really talented.
Very talented.
Yeah, and listen, I understand.
You know what's not talent? Something that really happens to you.
Right.
You just write.
You just wrote the whole thing. But if she made up a 52-part story, that's actually a lot of talent.
Congratulations.
She's a great storyteller.
Wait, now, Laura, you proclaimed, I love Risa Tisa. That was your proclamation.
Let me tell you something. I put on my AirPods.
Okay.
And I was cleaning the house, listening to this whole thing.
How long was the whole thing?
Well, it took me a couple days. So
how long is it? Like, each TikTok's how long? A couple minutes?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
So this is like 2 hours worth of content.
Yes.
Wow.
She
invented something new. Like, we haven't seen that.
Well, we've seen it on Twitter.
Right. That was like a, but that still would have taken you, a half hour to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is like a couple.
Well, no, I think that lady wrote the lady. What was that story? Remember the lady who was
the movie? Zola.
Zola, the movie, yeah.
Yeah. And she got a movie off of it. Yeah.
I think Reese Tiso will get a movie.
And she's, to me, I just love the way she told her story. She was very detailed, and I don't know.
People love it, man.
I'm happy for her.
Good for her.
I'm happy for her, too. I was just wondering if Laura, do you really love Reese Tiso?
Right, no.
She did one thing that you heard.
I
love Reese Tiso. She did one thing.
Okay, how about I love Reese Tiso's 50-part story.
Right, there you go. I love Reese
Tiso.
I'm a big Reese Tiso fan.
I'm a big fan of Reese Tiso. All her work when she had a job, graduated from college. I'm a bit of a fan.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, yeah, one more for, the governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, and Eric Adams. Yo, putting the National Guard on subways, like you're going to fix subways permanently with this, is the biggest.
Congratulations.
So are you permanently going to have the National Guard on subways from here on out? Is the National Guard.
I heard they're out there, like, with rifles. Like, they're staying.
Yeah.
But real quick. So that fits perfectly into the election cycle,
yes.
The Republican thing that's existed in this country forever.
Law and order
time. Law and order, mm-hmm. Right? So if it's a law and order situation, why are the Democrats doing exactly what the Republicans would want them
Who's
to do?
Who's a Democrat?
Hochul?
You sure?
I thought.
Right.
Adams?
Adams?
Because,
like, it, you know how much this story is going to get used nationally? You know, in New York, they're sending the Nat. It's so bad on the subway. And I see this work with people. Mm. This works with people. It really works. People who aren't here will be like, I hear things are really bad in New York.
And you know who it doesn't work with? People who actually ride the subway.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I haven't noticed anything. I mean, yeah, I see bad stories. News is always scary, right?
Yeah.
But when I get on the subway, it feels the same. By the way, we have people listening who are like, I had a bad experience. Absolutely.
No, it's still trashy.
But bad experiences have always existed.
We can open the lines right now for the amount of people who have had somebody whip their junk out on them.
Yes.
Their whole life. Their entire life, and they're 45 years old. 55 years old. You know how bad the trains have been in New York?
That's the thing. I'm not saying
definitely happened to me like 5 times.
I'm not saying that's good or okay. I'm just saying that right now.
You're saying it's normal.
And there's a reason they're making it seem not normal to scare people to vote Republican.
Right.
Law and order. These Democrats, look at them.
But they said it's to scare the criminals. But will it?
Will it scare the criminal?
But back to my initial point. How long are you keeping the National Guard there? Is this a permanent thing?
Because we've seen this before.
They've
done this.
They do the AK-47s and the bag searches. Many times.
I mean, they are expected to get $1 billion from this congestion pricing, so they could afford to keep the National Guard there. If that's what they want to spend our money on,
I wish they could spend money on not cutting universal 3K programs and pre-K.
But Laura,
you would think.
But Laura, riding the train is a privilege, not a right.
That's right.
Crazy. And just know, we are moving towards the time where if you got problems, multiple problems on the trains, you will not be allowed to ride the train.
Hmm.
They will permanently kick you off the train.
I think it happens now.
Like, I think that already happens now. But you don't hear a lot about it. See, where they have somebody who's constantly causing problems. They're like, you're not welcome here.
Well, I don't hate that part. I don't hate that part as an idea if it were to happen repeatedly.
Do you think it's going to be happening mostly to? You think it's just going to be...
Oh, no, they're going to get the right criminals. They're going to find the bad people.
Like they always do, and they'll just all happen to be black and brown teenagers.
Right. It'll be that one thing happened one time. Someone jumped a turnstile and then got into one argument, and now they're never allowed to ride the train for the rest of their life.
That's right.
And if you're not allowed to ride the train, how do you get back and
you
forth?
You don't. You move. And they don't care. That's what I'm keep telling y'all. Every day I'm up here like, yo, they don't want you to live here.
They really don't.
Yeah.
97 minutes commercial free music. E Stabs. And coming up, DJ John steps in the room. We're going to give away some tickets. We're going to, you know, be rude to him for your own entertainment.
That's right.
And sing a song that the whole family loves.
Everyone loves the song.
T-Bro Laura Rosenberg. Thursday.
That's where we made it. We're now getting to the children of XXX.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at.
Well, we're talking about the fact that there's just a lot of artists out here. Well, what we really started talking about was Nelly's assertion that Nelly's time that he was active in hip-hop was the hardest, according to Nelly, the hardest, toughest time in hip-hop. And I think he's speaking relatively to, like, chart position, airplay, and being, like, dominant in the game.
Yeah, I think if you frame it like this, if the sentence is, it's pretty amazing that I was able to thrive and do what I did, considering the level of superstars that were being born in hip-hop at that time. 50
Cent, Eminem, Jay-Z. You still had Nas around.
DMX.
So Ja Rule.
Just those six. We'd be like, wow, that is impressive that you still managed to sell 5 mil out the gate
right.
from St. Louis.
That's right.
That is amazing.
And it was tough. I'm sure it was very tough for him.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't. Listen, I love Nelly. He's the nicest guy. Wasn't the best rapper. Let's just keep it 1,000. But made good songs.
I mean, are you not listening to what's happening here? This is not. A thicky, thicky, thick girl. You know that it's on. But no, his sing-songy rap was catchy and people liked it. And at the time, it was numb.
And it did well. And even you know, even like when you think of some of the Hove lyrics where he talks about competing against Outkast and Nelly for chart position. That was the competition at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was chart position. I think Nelly's got a salient point. With him saying it was a tough time.
No, it was interesting.
But relative to right now, now is an even tougher time. It's very hard for an artist to cut through right now. There's a lot, and that's the problem. It's a very fragmented game.
Well,
there's tons
so
of artists
weird.
Every other week. There's
Shawnee, know who Yeet is?
Yeet? No.
You never heard of Yeet?
No.
Laura, have you heard of Yeet?
Yeah.
Have you heard Yeet's music?
Some.
You heard of Yeet because of Drake's album.
I mean, and I was curious. I was like, let me look.
Let me see what this Yeet is.
Yeet.
But like, I saw, you know, the New York Times podcast, John Caramanica, they're sitting there talking. They nerd out on hip-hop. And they're like, so with the Yeet album, we have a new prolific artist who's really changing the sound.
Well, let me
go listen to this.
Is he?
I was like, I don't know.
He is changing the sound. You just may not like it.
I just may not like
it. And he is prolific because he puts out tons of music.
Well, I know.
He's very popular.
But in the post Lil Wayne era, since Wayne influenced the world,
okay,
I think the thing has become prolificness. Dropping a gazillion songs
Four
is
songs.
The thing. That's like a
Kendrick
big thing.
Didn't do that.
No,
Kendrick didn't do that.
He
Cole
does
doesn't do that.
No, but they're old. They're not.
But they're still post Wayne,
right? But they're not children of Wayne.
Right. Okay. Fair
they're,
enough.
They're both influenced by him a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was there, but they're not like I want to be Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? It's a lot. There's a lot of that. You know what? This could be a good 8 o'clock conversation.
You want to get into this? What do we do with it?
Have you heard of Yeet? What were the other ones you said?
No.
Well, there is a movement. Ken Carson and Destroy Lonely, which is really like a... If you think of, like you said, XXXTentacion, a little bit of Rage hip hop, some Travis Scott, there's Auto Tune, it's a lot of mosh pitting. They do a lot of shows. Suburban kids love it. They love it. They love it. It's Auto Tune-y. You can listen to it while you play your video games, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah, man.
You're not into it?
It's not about not into it, man. It's scary to get to an age where you're like, I thought I could hang on forever.
Well, look at your glasses. You couldn't hang on forever. You thought you could hang on forever? Man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Call right now. Hanging on as long as he can. It's DJ John.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. It's DJ John.
DJ John.
Let's see if his mic's on.
I hope so.
Oh, look at that. Well, John, what are you giving the people right now if they call you and stump you with a question?
Tickets to see Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Coming to New York City. Yes, baby.
Nicki Minaj.
Sounds like she's like related to Hassan.
Hassan and Nicki Minaj. Hassan. Shout out to my man Hassan.
Hassan. He's touring worldwide right now.
Love that guy. Yeah, it's great, dude. You talk to Hassan often, don't you? Or periodically?
I talked to him a little while ago. We talked after his big scandal that wasn't a scandal.
Which was? I missed it.
Had a scandal?
Yeah, bro, you're so washed. I don't even know. Let's go back to talking about Yeet.
I know about Ken Carson, Yeet, and Destroy Lonely. I'm washed.
Yeah. Facts. No, you don't remember? It was a big thing because there was an article, like, this is now like going like close to a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Article came out saying that basically Hassan had taken liberties with his stories that he was telling.
Oh, on stage.
And then it became this whole thing.
Oh, you know why I forgot about it?
Because it's...
Because who gives a crap?
Exactly.
It was stupid.
So, but he did flip it into a positive, as I knew he would.
He's an intelligent, amazing human.
And it's a stupid idea that every comedian, every time they tell a story, it has to be factually accurate.
Right.
Yeah, but I thought... To make it funny, sometimes you have to like
add extra sauce.
And sometimes make up stories altogether
or add it in
because it's not a history class; it's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's kind of like dude being mad at Reese Tisa for her thing not being completely true according to him, but he's a liar. Well, we don't know.
Well, by the way, if it was about you, I see why you'd make. if you were him, like if let's just suppose this guy is just a schlub walking down the street, which it appears that he is. Right, he's just a regular Joe Schmo.
Okay,
and your ex-wife tells a story. Let's assume he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, all marriages are a mix of whatever.
Yeah, but this was a special pathological liar. Like a special
that's
situation.
That's the version we got.
Yeah.
And I'm not doubting Reese Tisa. God knows.
We don't want that
I've
smoke.
Known her. I've known her for all of 7 days.
You love Reese
Tisa. Do you want the Tisa hive coming for you?
No, exactly. But imagine it wasn't true, and you just broke up with your ex, and then all of a sudden, your ex writes out a 50-part series about her, how you're a liar, and she becomes a national star overnight. And you're like, this isn't even true. And now everyone's like, yo, bro, we saw what happened recently. We can't even talk to you anymore. So I'm just saying, yo, I have to even be scared to go, what if it's not true? People might shout me down and yell at me for saying, what if it's not true?
It's like you called her Big Back or something.
No, wow. That's not what I would do.
No.
But, you know, if you're not even allowed to doubt, what if we don't know? We don't know her.
You can't doubt.
And even if it is true, and he is a pathetic, weird liar schlub, I still feel kind of bad for him. He obviously isn't well, needs a mental health eval.
I don't, because you know why? You could have shut your damn mouth up. Nobody even know who you are. But you want to get out here and talk and milk it.
And expose well, was he not show- your oh, he identity. Wasn't,
he
she,
wasn't shown?
She changed his name. She yes. protected everyone's identity.
Everyone, bro.
And he wasn't even shown in it or anything.
No!
Oh, hit him with the button.
It's literally a FaceTime. Like, it's just her face telling her story.
Oh.
That's it.
So you could have just let it be a made up. You could have told people, yo, my ex was super creative and she made up all the. We had an agreement. We're together. We're business.
How about
partners.
You can shut your damn mouth and move on with your life?
Well,
how about
people,
that?
Well, I mean, people would probably come up and start asking you about it.
People just walk you up to you on the street, or you mean family members?
Well, your family and friends.
Well, the same family members that Reese Tisa said, did you rely on them too?
So they don't even talk to you?
No. They don't talk to him. According to them, they don't talk to him.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's go to Sasha on the line.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Sasha, good morning.
It's got to be.
Good morning.
Yo, man, we having a great time today. Hopefully you're highly entertained. Yeah. No. Yo, you listen to the Reese Tisa? You listen to the Reese Tisa show?
I sure did.
See?
Yeah. See, wow, everyone did.
Now, you believe her story? You believe every aspect of her story, or you think some things are made up for entertainment?
No, I actually believe it. I'm all in.
Me too, right? Especially when she was cooking herself, right? When she was embarrassed to say, she's like, I know this makes me look like an idiot, but here we go.
Right, because who actually would tell this 52-part fabricated story?
I mean, there's a lot of creative people out here. You'd be amazed at the things I've seen in my life.
Oh, well, and God. Also, I mean, I'll tell you who would do
especially
it.
Especially in a day and age where it's all about likes and, you know, you can finesse something into agency.
It would make her a genius. It would make her a genius.
She's 1,000% talented.
Like, no, but if it's made up, she's even more talented.
That's right.
Yes.
It would mean like, wow, you had a plan. And, yeah.
Listen, I'm happy for her. Sasha, you got a question for DJ John so you can stump him and get these Nicki Minaj tickets.
I do. You ready, DJ John?
Sure.
So the question is,
what's the answer?
What is the name of the Wait, what?
What's the answer?
Don't, John, don't shut
listen
up.
To
her.
Don't listen to John.
Sorry, my bad.
What is the name of the R&B group that the singer Lloyd was in before he went solo?
Oh, Lloyd's original group he was in before he went solo.
I'm thinking of...
Just say you don't know.
Just say you
Molasses?
Don't know.
Molasses. Oh, you're thinking of Mista.
Yeah, Mista.
That was Bobby Valentino's group.
Oh, I'm thinking of Mista.
That's Blackberry Molasses. Bring up that Blackberry Molasses right now.
Blackberry
Molasses. That's one of the ones.
One of the never change. We don't have that in our system,
do we? Don't have it. Shine on it.
Let's see.
Yo, East Styles, you got that Mista in your Serato? Let's see what you really made of.
Everyone's giving us these crazy looks like.
You don't have that Blackberry Molasses, yo? Wow, bro.
Sister, S-I-S-T-A.
No, Mista.
No, Mista.
Oh, sorry.
Missy Elliott was in Sister.
So
oh, this is for you, Sasha.
Thanks, Sasha. Congrats.
Even though you Hold didn't on. Ask for it. What's the name of Lloyd's Thank group you. He was in before he went solo, by the way?
In Tune.
All right, we're going to cry now.
This I love this record.
Son,
good morning,
you got
everybody.
That was my song.
Mm. It's your song. It's your song.
Hang on, Sasha.
Go find me another morning show that's playing Blackberry Molasses. I'll wait.
Laura, what you got coming in Flashing Light?
Coming up in the Flashing Light report, the armor on the set of the movie Rust was just found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
This is a crazy story.
Crazy story, and we'll cover it all coming up in the Flashing Light report.
No, what are you doing?
No, we wanted to hear it.
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, literally, what are you doing?
What the hell? Thank you.
Start that from the top.
There you go.
You want to get sent home early? Like, what is happening right now?
Wow, he's threatening. Man, he's threatening.
Doing that. You think we want to hear, I love Nicki. You think we want to hear that song again right now over Blackberry and Molasses?
You just can't be nice. This guy is always mean.
Well, he tried to give him a signal. It didn't work out.
Almost unraveled.
Blackberry and Molasses, one of the things that never change.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Tune, boy.
What?
Big tune. Yo, there's people listening right now like, yo, I've never heard this song before.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
this was a specific era. This was a specific time. Like a specific time. And it was like a... This was like a cultural hit, too. It wasn't like this was like a top 10.
I don't think it was a hit, period, though.
Was it part of a soundtrack or no?
Nah, I remember just having the vinyl, and I remember just...
I had a bootleg of it. It had the remix with Shaheem. That was the one I always played.
Got it.
But there was a bunch of remixes for it. I don't know if any was a hit.
Yeah, it wasn't a big smash, but it was kind of like, you know...
I mean, it's,
we all remember it.
If you know, you know.
If you know, it was one of those.
If you know, you know. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles.
All right. Crazy story. Now, the armor on the set of the movie Rust was just found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Wait, now this
in
is
the on-set shooting of a cinematographer, Halina Hutchins.
Wait, this now, is the Alec Baldwin
yes,
story.
Okay, okay. Yes, yes. Yep. Now, this, remember, the armor is a person in charge of the guns on set. I feel bad for Alec Baldwin.
Me too. How would you not?
Because imagine being an actor. Someone hands you your prop, and you're acting, and you shoot, and you're like, why was there a bullet? And you kill somebody.
It's crazy, bro.
Like, what was a bullet even doing on set in the first place?
Well, the whole thing is, the whole thing was a political witch hunt because he's anti-Trump, right? So this became a big thing that if people want to see him go to jail. The idea that this man, no matter what you think of him politically, decided on the set of a movie one day, after seemingly being a normal guy for 40 years,
that's right,
I'm going to murder someone in front of everybody.
Showtime, today.
To Laura's point, and this is why the woman ended up getting convicted, why were there live bullets at your set?
Yeah. So she's responsible for firearm safety, storage on the film set. So, of course, she's the first person to go on trial. But I just, if it's a movie, why is there a
So did it come out at all in this story or in this trial, which you're reading there, Laura Stiles? Did she answer why there were bullets on the set?
So right now, I don't have that.
I've always speculated. Because wasn't this being filmed? What was this being? New Mexico
or Wyoming or something?
Wyoming somewhere. I've always speculated that the reason there was bullets on the set and the reason they did this was because Alec Baldwin at the time was playing Trump on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. The theys.
Nah.
So absolutely.
But they set him up to kill something. They would do that. I mean,
that's a lot.
Okay.
I think she's just, my assumption would just be she's bad at her job. And she's messing around with guns. And, like, I don't know.
Bad at her job. It's just straight so crazy to me.
I hope a random actor dies to prove that. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Now, maybe someone did it to her. I mean, I don't know who this woman is, though. Do you know that she's involved in politics?
That's why I said, is it in the story? How did this even happen? This is what these people do for a living.
I think it was a story about, I think I saw one piece about confusing it with bullets that she had at her house or something like that.
Chihuahua.
Well, she's a gun person. Obviously, she works in firearms.
But my whole thing is, like, bullets shouldn't even be on the set. I know.
So
right.
Why?
The blanks are supposedly.
I'm happy for Alec Baldwin.
We're living in a time where people wipe doodoo on walls at the Capitol buildings in D.C.
I mean, anything's possible.
Climb up walls, mm-hmm. kill police officers. Nothing actually happens.
Because they're very passionate about their candidates.
They're cult hero. Let's not use
candidates. They're cult heroes.
Yeah.
So she was like, "You're with Trump. I'm gonna set you up. I hate you."
No, that's what Ebro's suggesting.
Alec Baldwin
You're mocking my cult hero.
You're mocking my cult hero.
Remember Alec Baldwin played
Yeah,
Trump?
Yeah.
And the right was definitely not happy with Alec Baldwin for a long time.
Well, Alec Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter, and he's expected to stand in trial in July.
Wait, he still has to stand trial?
He pleaded not guilty, and he claims, you know, obviously, he's claiming he didn't even...
Can you imagine, though, if you were him? Number one, you're living your life, you do this movie.
That's right.
One day you go to work, you pick up the gun, you accidentally kill someone.
That's what you get for playing with our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump.
Now you have to deal with the pain of what you've done by accident. But then you have to make it, your whole life becomes about the legal fallout afterwards on top of the mental anguish of killing someone.
I know. That's what
Trump has come to save America.
And
you wanted to mock him on television? The price you pay.
Shawnee, she was a mom. Yes, she had a whole family. The whole story is so sad and crazy.
So sad, man. That's awful.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:03, a high of 53 degrees and rain most of the day. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Think about the series of events that led to that, like the he got the script in the mail one day. What do you think about this movie? But you don't know the whole time. This is going to be the worst thing you've ever done. Hey, by the way, Ebro, I sent a group text a message right now.
Okay.
Did you see the thing about the Camden High School versus Manasquan?
Yes.
No.
Yo.
The buzz is, so basically it was a Camden High School. What's the other school?
Manasquan.
Manasquan looked like they made the shot at the buzzer. The ref came in and said, no, you didn't make the shot at the buzzer. Camden wins.
Yeah, but what happened?
Looking at the clock.
No, they made it by it wasn't even close.
Yes.
Like, it was, by basketball terms, you freeze frame it on the video, it was out of his hands with 0.6 seconds left, which relative to, close in a basketball game is not close.
No.
That means, your bare eye sees it, and you're oh, he made it.
I saw it on the video. The ref got it wrong.
But he didn't get it wrong at first. Everyone runs on the floor. They won the playoff game. They advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other ref comes over, pulls the refs aside, and they announce to the building, no, it doesn't count. They lose. So now Camden advances. Manasquan goes home. They appeal it. The basketball folks are like, we got it wrong, but not going to do anything about it.
What?
So all these high school kids who should have another playoff game Their career just ended, but they clear. It's so annoying.
So why can't they do anything to fix that before the first game of
the next season? Yeah, that's what they've been trying to do is to get it done before the next playoff game.
Y'all want
to
know what I think? It's racial. Camden school was black, the ref was black, and the other school was mostly white kids. And the black ref came in and was like, yo, y'all white kids ain't taking this from the black kids from the hood. Camden, let's go.
I'm not putting it past that. You know I'm not putting it past that.
Listen, man, it's just how I see the world, man. I'm sorry.
Yo, you're so sick. And now, listen, I did notice, obviously, you know Camden's going to be a black, pretty black high school. And I saw Manasquan's pretty white. But I didn't notice the ref's races. I just thought, how'd they botch this? Now, I didn't hear of any nastiness after the game. It was nice, like, the players didn't freak out.
Yeah, because Camden won.
If you go the other way, yo, Ebro, shut up, man.
The refs wanted to go home safe.
Oh, my God.
That's racist.
That's racist. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Let's wait till they get home and break the news.
Yo, what?
How are you? I'm fine. Step
Yo, there's a few reasons you can call right now. One of them could be if you just want to make sure you're in for tomorrow's Freedom Friday
calls. Oh, Freedom Friday calls early?
Yeah. Why not? Around this time, but we do it tomorrow so we can, you know, make sure we get your info early.
Get you warmed up.
Hear what you have to say. How you feel about what's going on in your life, in your world, on the show, whatever.
Yeah, it could be anything.
No holds barred. Also, Rosenberg and Shani have said that they want to talk. I think, Laura, you're in on this, too. You want to take calls from people. You thought you won, but you didn't.
Yeah. And it could be anything. And it was based on
the Camden High School basketball game, right? Or the 2020 election.
Yeah, that we were just talking about.
Or last week's lottery incident where somebody thought they had the numbers and then it turns out they
see,
didn't.
See, there's so many situations. Oh. You thought you won.
Right.
You were like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And then you found out later you actually lost.
Right.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Or the wife you thought was a winner.
Yeah, you're like, I won, look at me.
And then you just want wives? Man, how did this turn out?
Well, because then it can be so many different things where you think you win in life. You got a job. You got a job.
You thought you won.
You were like, yo, I'm in there. After about a week and a half, you were like, I did not win.
I always wondered that about, you know, migrants that come to the city, too.
Yo, by the way.
They thought they won. They got to New York, and they're like, yo, I live under a bridge in Brooklyn in the wintertime.
By the way, that's a great
Am I here? I could have stayed in Texas. There's so many other states I could have got off where...
At least been warm.
Where at least in the wintertime, it's not this.
Right.
They told me if I got on this bus, I won. I'm getting a job in New York City.
It's going to be good.
You thought you won.
And now I live in the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
And that's it.
That's crazy.
This all started because there was a high school basketball game, and the kid clearly made the shot. He won.
Yeah, they won.
They won. And you see them cry. The kids pull their jerseys over their eyes to start, like, crying. So I think it was an upset. I think Manasquan was the dog. They were playing on the road at Camden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my God, we upset them. We won at the buzzer. You see, and then the ref comes over. They reverse the call. And that's it. Now, all of a sudden, you're for some of those kids, their high school career is over. And let's be realistic. When your high school sports career is over, for 99% of people,
it's over. Live.
You're never
it's
playing over. Sports again.
Yeah, well, you can play intramural.
It just doesn't hit the same.
24-hour fitness?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a kid right now somehow listening, that camaraderie you have with your real high school team,
different.
There's nothing like that ever again. You could have jobs that are great and amazing connections. It's not the same as that locker room.
Yo, West 4th Street on the weekends.
Fire.
That's not your team, though, bro.
It goes. They go in.
Yeah, you just show up and play with strangers. It could be fun, but it's not the same.
I'm just throwing out options.
I know. You remember what it's like, though. You played football. The getting pizza after the game. The inside jokes of knowing everybody.
Yeah.
And then it's over. You thought it was it's over.
You thought you won.
You thought you won.
You really lost.
But you lost. Maisha's on the line. Maisha, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What did you think you won?
I thought I won the Mega Millions.
No.
Yes, I did.
Why?
What happened?
Oh, my God. I had the numbers in the wrong place. I had all the numbers, but they were in the wrong place. But I needed the Mega Ball. But the thing about it was I threw my phone at my husband in the middle of the night and said, babe, you got to wake up. I can't do this. I couldn't read the numbers. And I said, we won. We had to call Trenton in the morning for someone to tell us that we didn't win.
Nah. That's every button we have. LLJ, Cool J. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Maisha, listen, here's the thing that you should always think about, though. The joy you had for mere hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on to that.
What did that feel like?
Hold on to that.
Were you having daydreams of you in, like, private islands and private jets? And right. Were you thinking about things like that?
Did you call your job and quit?
Yes.
Yo, Maisha, thank you for calling.
Sorry, Maisha.
I'm not. I think it's hilarious. I love it. And I'm not sorry. I will say, anytime I think I won, I automatically go, ain't no way I won.
Just not to get hype yet, right?
I just don't believe I win anything. Like, I mean, life's great for me, so I already won. But, like, where you, you know, we play the Mega Millions in the house. We do all this.
You ain't gonna win.
There ain't nobody. Like I'm not winning, bro.
Like, how do you think? Like, how do you think the Falcons felt when they were up 28-3 at halftime? They were like, "We got it, Tom Brady. We beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl."
We're talking about you thought you won, but you didn't. Inspired by the Camden, what's the other team?
Manasquan.
Manasquan basketball game that's going viral, where clearly Manasquan won. However, they were playing in Camden. And Camden. The ref was like, y'all want to go home or y'all want problems? Because guess who won this game? Black. Camden.
And the fans were like, well, hold on 1 second. I think we won. They were like, no, you didn't win. They're like, all right, well.
Right. We'll discuss this tomorrow.
You'll win at other things in life. Trust. Go home. You're white. Blue, what's going on?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Blue.
Hello, hello, good morning, y'all. Sorry about that.
Blue, hello. You thought you won. What did you think you won?
Yes, I thought, well, first off, I want to congratulate you, Ebro, on Selassie. Blessings. So I thought I won. I got a really high-end, super high-paying job. I always worked in hospitality, and this was, like, the most elevated you could go. Ooh. And the interview process was grueling. It was literally, I was there for 4.5 hours.
Damn.
Okay.
But first of all, the start date was pushed back because they weren't ready to open yet. Then when we start opening, they're still under construction, and I didn't get paid for months. I didn't see money. I ended up back rent, and I'm here working this high-end job, working my ass off in the summertime. And I was pregnant.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Whoa.
So I really, I put that out.
Yo, well.
Damn, that's a tough one. You thought you had it, though. You thought you had it.
That's so.
I definitely did.
Listen, even worse.
Once I fell through, you know, it was worth it in the end, but definitely, I don't know, at the beginning, it was not it.
Yo, thank you for your phone call, man. Yo, that's tough.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, y'all.
Bless, man. Let's go to Goldie. It says here, Goldie. Always wins. Goldie, you always win?
Yo, good morning, everybody. Congratulations, Ebro.
Thank you, sir. What's happening, man? What'd you win or thought you won?
I'm always winning. First and foremost, I hit the lottery New Year's Eve. What was that, 2014?
How much did you win?
$500 before.
Okay.
I played 500, and I won dollar straight.
Okay, and what else did you win?
Right,
watch your link. Wait, so Goldie, hang on. You know the question was, or the conversation is, you thought you won.
Mm-hmm.
So we were taking calls from people who thought they won, not actually won.
Right.
You understand that?
I don't be losing though.
So all right, why are you calling?
Yeah.
Come on, fam.
We're happy for you, but that's not what we were doing here. Just you showing off, pal.
And you winning, but are you?
But did you win? Because yeah, you just got banged on. Ryan, good morning.
What's up? Good morning, honey. Seven, I made it.
You kind of didn't win anything, though.
Right, I didn't win anything. Well, you know, I'll be fan dueling, you know what I'm saying, on the app. I put a $5 bet in to win about $1,500.
And what happened?
All my joints was green. The Wi-Fi thing, I don't know if it was messed up, but I thought I won, and then when it reset it, it said I lost. So I called my man, like, yeah, I told you, I'm the guru, all that.
I'm the guru,
all that.
But I lost.
Yeah, nah.
So I won 1 point, hit a 3 point, hit a 3 point at the last minute and screwed me.
Oh. Let's go to Victor. Thought you won. This is going well. There's been a couple of bad calls, a couple of good calls. I'm doing all right, Victor. What'd you think you won?
Yo, my job, they had a promotion at my job for a customer service supervisor.
Mm.
So I've been on the job 3 years. Everything is all good. I get a call from my boss, and I think I'm about to get the promotion, and I see human resources on the line.
Mm.
Here we go. And they actually let me go.
Oh, Cool J.
Cool, Jay.
No.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Victor.
Sorry, Victor.
Victor, real quick, one last question. Why'd they let you go?
I think they were just cutting salary.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Did you bounce back?
I'm out here doing the Uber thing until I found some. Real quick for Rosenberg, where's the LLJ Cool J come from?
LLJ Cool J is from a few months ago when President Biden was talking about, they did a Hip Hop 50 celebration,
right.
And he was talking about all the artists, and he tried to say LLJ.
Well, LL was there.
Yeah, LL was there.
He was bringing him up, right? Wasn't he like introducing him for something? Yeah.
So he was introducing him.
And this happened.
LLJ Cool J.
You know Biden's sleepy. He's the gaff master. That's what he does. And if it was like 8 p.m., they should have not had that old man up that late.
And don't forget afterwards, he was like, that boy got arms bigger than my head. That man's got arms bigger than my LJ Cool J.
Cool J.
East Styles, 97 minutes, commercial free, and the gurus are next. Good morning, everybody. Today, they say the real feel is going to stay in the 40s.
Okay.
Even though it says 53, it's going to stay in the 40s. And tomorrow, we can finally get some sunshine. The weekend looks windy, rainy, cloudy. This is kind of the last hoorah, they say, of this weather system. And next week is already looking 50s and sunny.
I mean, listen, we might be out of this winter thing. What? Don't hit me with the button, but we might be.
I hope you're right.
Hope so.
Laura, do you know when the National Guard shows up in the subways in New York City?
No, I don't know the exact date.
Is that like today? Juanito, you saying today?
Today.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, people are talking about it?
Oh, I heard they're already there.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard they're already there.
They find anything? Everybody feels like trains running on time. Everything's good. You feel safer?
Well, I think they're just,
no.
What were they looking? Well, because so last week, was it last week a train conductor got slashed, and now all of the place where the conductor sits on the train.
Mm-hmm.
The room that he sits. They're gonna have cameras in there all the time. She sits in. They sit in. So they're going to have cameras in there all the time.
Isn't it that it's locked, no?
Yeah, but sometimes they lean out the window to make sure that they're not starting the train or closing doors or nobody's like,
They look out the window a lot with their eyes.
Right. So somebody got slashed. And then there's just been other crimes happening on trains. But like a lot of the crime I thought was associated with people with mental health issues and, things like that.
That is definitely the highest percentage.
Yep, that's so.
Is the National Guard scaring? Is that what they're there for the mental health folks and the houseless folks?
Because that's the thing. Can you really deter? I'm going to say this word respectfully. Mm-hmm. Can you really deter crazy people?
You cannot.
Like if they're actually crazy, you having a guard there isn't going to make them not crazy.
It doesn't mean anything. And they're saying they're having some sophisticated metal detectors that like airport metal detectors implemented in some places.
So I guess if you're riding the train, you want to give yourself an extra. I'd love somebody to call if you were on the train today. Did you need extra time? Maybe you could tweet us.
Because of the metal detectors?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming if they're doing rando bag searches and there's new detectors or something they're supposed to be using, it's wouldn't that slow down things?
You have to give yourself more time because if they're randomly picking people, they will stop you if you have a large bag, if you carry, you know, a backpack, and expect to be held up for about 10, 15 minutes.
But to your point, that doesn't take away the crazy people.
No.
Because crazy people don't need weapons.
Because every time I see something really bad on the train, 9 times out of 10, it's someone who's not well.
Right. Yeah.
I'd say the other one is like high school kids who are just a-holes.
Yeah.
But 90%, they're people who are not well.
Yeah. Running butt naked with a bottle of Snapple.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop that.
You're not going to be like, oh, there's
take it.
You know what I'm saying? This dude running at you with an empty bottle.
Yo, that is so descriptive. You had to have seen that.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Yeah, you saw it.
I've seen it.
The bottle, you were like, what's in his hand? Oh, it's a bottle. Is that what flake? Is that Snapple Apple?
Yeah, he can break it. He's naked.
Anything
and I'm scared.
So, it also says here that Grand Central Terminal, they'll have National Guard at entry 4, 5, 6, 7 subways. So, this is probably also happening at the most high traffic hub places, too. Not every single place.
Your Times Square, your Penn Stations, your
Union Square, yeah.
Treating it, man. It's lockdown.
Atlantic Ave.
Let's go flashing.
No.
Excuse me, the Gurus.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Gurus unite.
That's what we are.
To shine the light.
That's what we do.
Shani, friend the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Sorry, I'm looking at video of, like, the state troopers and the National Guard, like, blocking the entrances. Not blocking, but standing. No, it's just exactly what Middle America wants to see.
Yeah, look what they have to do.
The military in our own public transportation, like a true militarized situation where the country has gotten to a place where literally we use our own military. Well, it's not our own, it's National Guard, which is for domestic, but still.
Right, against us.
Yeah.
Police state, martial law.
All of it. It's right now.
They love it.
And then there's another video circulating today. Sidebar, this isn't Guru talk. This is bringing more toxicity to the Guru segment. I apologize. You might want to hit them flutes or something.
I'm not hitting the flutes yet because you're intoxicating.
Well, I was hoping that the flutes would keep me from saying what I'm about to say.
It's not.
It's not. It's not going to help.
You're going to go there.
Just what? Get it over with. Just tell us.
Nah, I was just saying this is like when you think about the biggest problems in America. There's a video circulating today of people in exit polls yesterday or this week leaving the Super Tuesday, you know, primaries voting for Trump. MAGA, super MAGA people being asked, would they prefer a dictator or Joe Biden?
I heard that.
Have you seen this video?
Yeah.
They were 1,000% like, no, we need a dictator.
They prefer a dictator.
They prefer a dictator.
Over Biden.
Over Biden. They want, and there's people who went as far as to say this country needs a dictator.
Yeah, because Biden, I've realized Biden to people just means something. It's not about him. They don't know anything about him.
No, he just feels soft to people.
Well, no, it's because he represents soft to them. He represents woke. He represents
weak.
He represents sensitive, inclusivity.
That's all weak.
It's just the opposite of hard-nosed, racist, mean, nasty, uninclusive. He just represents the opposite, so people hate him.
Yeah, and they don't want a dictator. They want somebody dictator-ish.
Yeah, they want that big dictator energy.
Hey.
No, they want a dictator, bro.
But that's
especially if that dictator is spewing what they want them to spew.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
They will not feel affected by it.
They're tired of voting.
By the way, since we're on a political tangent, by the way, nice New York Times article called.
All right, hurry up! One more point. We gotta go.
The disappearance of Eric Adams. And this is not the article you want. Listen to this little paragraph. There's never a great time for New York to be in the hands of an unfocused, distracted mayor, but now is a particularly bad moment for the city to be leaderless. Among the country's largest cities, New York is second only to San Francisco in pandemic population losses, including higher income taxpayers who help fund our public and social services. In other words, we're losing people that they needed to be in the city, losing it, rudderless right now. It's not going great, guys.
No, you know what you need to do?
Float on a lily pad.
That's what I was thinking.
I tried to tell you to bring the flutes in.
Let's float and zen.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let us
zen.
Cleanse the energy.
You might need Palo Santo for this one.
Get the lighter, not to burn it down yet.
No, 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 no.
But to burn the Palo Santo.
Thank you, Shani.
The sage.
The sage, the incense, the scented candles. Zen.
All right, Rosenberg, focus, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us, who is out there in need of the gurus?
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's your email. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. You send your emails and we at the gurus will take care of you.
That's right.
Save your life live.
Listen, saving lives live.
And your emails often get filtered through our great producer, Griff, who today welcomed Hunter Capri Griffin to the world.
Aw, congratulations, producer.
Seven pounds, 19 inches. Mom and baby are amazing. We welcome Hunter Capri Griffin to the family.
Young gal, right?
Young gal.
Name Hunter, I like that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Some interesting names there.
He's Selassie, Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Regular names are dead.
It's over.
You can't have a regular name.
Blue. Like.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Those are the regular names now.
Those are now the regular names.
Yeah, we all follow those.
If I'm blessed enough with children, I might just go with a straight Bob. You might think, what's Rosenberg's name? Bob.
Nah.
That's young baby.
Your wife is not letting you do that.
Nah, that's baby Bob.
Right.
Nah, Bob's a good guy. You can trust Bob. That's Sally. Bob and
Sally. Why can't you trust Bob? I can't trust Bob.
You can't trust a Bob?
I don't trust Bobs.
You'd be like, Bob?
Bob Marley? That's Robert Nesta Marley.
That's Robert Nesta Marley.
That's Bob.
He's from a time. Rastafari.
Okay, sorry. Let's go back to the gurus. Right. Congratulations to the Griffins. All right, guys. Hi, all. I listen every morning. Ebro, you are not a guru, but I would love your input.
Okay.
Straight to it. My boyfriend and I have been together for a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. He is 34 and I am 31. Our relationship has definitely been progressing, and we have open conversations about our future regarding marriage and kids.
Okay.
We had a disagreement last night regarding girl trips. He expressed that because my friends are single, he feels uncomfortable with me going on trips with them. He explained that he does not think they would intentionally put me in a bad position. However, single people want to mingle with other single people.
That's right.
I do understand where he is coming from. However, these have been my friends for 10 plus years. I need advice from other people in healthy relationships, so I don't have anyone I can talk to about situations like this. Is he being irrational or is he spitting facts? Last point. I also do think Hot Rod Rick is Shazamming songs on Whitish Wednesday.
God.
LLJ Cool J. Thank you, guys. I love your email. You're a great emailer. You're a great guy. You seem trustworthy. I'd say it's literally all about that. You know if he has anything to worry about.
Right.
If you know he has nothing. I'll just say this about my wife.
Mm-hmm.
there is not a situation that other people could put her in that I would be worried about it from a cheating standpoint.
1,000%.
I wouldn't even... If she went
because
with five...
Because you know her character.
I just know her character.
Right.
I might worry about her physical safety, although she's from Queens, so I don't really worry about that.
Queens.
But even but like that, you go, oh, is that a safe situation?
Yeah.
But in terms of like, they all want to meet men, it could be a situation where there are six girls hanging out and six dudes, and then my wife would end up hanging out with the sixth dude of the crew. And I'd be like, all right, was he cool? Y'all have a good time? Was a nice guy? Wait, boom, sounds great.
It's all about, it's, you got to know your partner.
And I think that's the piece right there, too, because I'm thinking, like, in your pillow talk, what have you told him? Y'all been around each other for 2 years.
That's key.
So have you exposed things about these particular friends that would make him feel
or
like...
yourself.
Yeah, but it's more about there. It's not about the friends, man. It's not. Trust
it's a mix
me, man.
Of both a little bit.
Nah, if
you
guy,
fully trust,
if your guy, if your guy doesn't trust you because of your friends, that means he doesn't trust you
and how they influence you.
No, but that's still you.
No, but it's
you,
still
though.
You, though. It's right? Like, you know what I mean? Yes.
It is still you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So
it's not. It's never the friends. The friends is a cop out. The friend, him being like, well, I don't, you know, your friends. Well, he's saying, but he doesn't want to say, yo, I don't trust you.
At yeah, the end, that's what
this,
it is.
Because scenario, we all, right? every girl I know, every woman I know, has square friends and friends that are a little more. Woo,
the outside.
But if you trust your person, it doesn't matter if she's with
like,
the
there's no
friend.
Part of me that thinks that my lady's gonna go somewhere, get high, get drunk, and mess with some dude. Unless that's really what she wants to do already.
Right. And right. You have no indication to think that.
And there's no indication to think that that's what page she's on right now. Right.
So why would you be?
And so why would I not trust that she's out with her girlfriends and there's dudes around?
So in the conversation she has with her dude, she would have to have a deeper conversation.
No,
and
maybe she doesn't know how to handle her alcohol.
There. Yeah.
Maybe because she
did. That
she
could did, be something, though.
She did say, she never said he has nothing to worry about. She said, I understand where he's coming from.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. That's the deeper so question. Why do you...
Because...
Maybe he needs to look at yourself. Maybe he does have something to worry about. And by the way, if that's the case... If that's the case that you know he's right to have something to worry about because you don't fully trust yourself, well, then I'll say, well, good on you for hearing him out then and saying maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe that's not the best place for you.
Maybe you shouldn't.
And if that, by the way, that's an okay thing. Instead of us judging the person inherently that maybe they're not best in those situations, maybe it's better you be realistic with yourself and go, I kind of know me. I don't want to put myself in those situations. That may be growth. That may be the best you can do because you know when it's time to turn up. You like to turn up.
And don't know when to stop.
And you might trip and stumble.
No. But he's probably worried about you. So I don't know. This ultimately, though, is about them two as a couple. So I think that she should have a one-on-one with him and have a deep
conversation. First, you need to ask yourself what if there's any grounds to be worried.
That's right.
And then that will kind of make up how you should handle his opinion. Because maybe he's way out of bounds, and you're like, you know, you're like, what? I would never, and he has no reason to.
But she
and
didn't
if,
say that.
But you didn't say that. But if that's the case, then I would say he should chill. But if that's not the case, maybe you need to hear him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could pass on this one, maybe.
No, but I do think she needs to have that one-on-one with him and just get to the root of the problem. Because there's something there.
One-on-one, I want to play that game tonight. Play with that demon.
Whoa.
Too far.
So say the gurus.
Yeah, talk it through.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
She doesn't even trust herself.
Listen, I respect it if she really knows. The problem is most people live in denial. They go,
I'm not still in my hoe phase. I want to be in a relationship.
Right. Yeah, I've known women in my life who will literally, you were part of the hoe phase, and they will tell you, I never was like that. And you were like, like that together.
We were like that together.
And she's like, I don't remember that. You're like, all right, well, okay.
You're in denial.
Well, guess what? I have those memories, and they were great.
Yo, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. I think we gotta do it right now, man.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Really quick sidebar. Laura Stiles.
Yes. Talk to me.
I don't know if you want to do this in the flashing lights, but we have an MTA conductor on the line.
Oh wow.
Oh, let's hear him out.
Yeah. Conductor.
Ruffin's an MTA conductor. We asked for some people to call, let us know how the trains were flowing today. Ruffin's, you got any intel for us?
Well, check it out. I'm not on the train today, but I can tell you all of that is just for show.
With regard to things being slow because of the bag searches and all of this?
The bag search has been there forever.
Yeah, that's true.
The police standing in the stations. I work on the 2 train.
Yeah.
They're watch 30 people go through the gate. So do not, they stand around on their phones. Police will be at every station. They're not doing nothing. People have escorted us as workers. They get a slap on the wrist and they let them go home.
Right, right, right. But do you think the National Guard, you think the National Guard is going to help this new procedure?
It ain't going to help. You got too many entrances in the subway. You got too many entrances. They're not going to guard them. I just watched the governor on the news just a few minutes ago. She talked about they're going to put them in the high-volume stations. The high-volume stations where nothing hardly never happened.
Right.
To our point earlier, this is all just a political game to make it look like they're law and order and getting things under control, when in reality, it's all just a sham to please, I don't know, conservatives and the news media who are going to eat this up like something's being done.
100% correct.
Yep, that's what it is.
Sir,
100% correct. You hit that. I could have said it better myself.
Sir, I had someone on Twitter say that recently a conductor got hit on the head with with a bottle. So are you?
That was yesterday. That was yesterday. That's nothing. My co-worker got his neck sliced.
Yeah, that was last week, right? That was last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're putting the cameras there. What's the area code where y'all stand on the train?
Excuse me?
The area car where the conductor stands on the train. What's that part?
That's our cab.
Yeah, in the cab. They're putting cameras in there now, right?
That's useless. That's useless. The cameras need to be towards the outside where we're looking out the window.
Right, because when y'all look out the window, that's when they assault y'all.
They put the cameras up to monitor us. That's a bunch of crap. I've been assaulted at work. I've been assaulted at work. Testified at grand jury. They let the person pre-bargain to a drug program, which he didn't stay in the drug program. He walked away. They put a warrant out on him. While he was out, he walked up behind a 20-something-year-old girl in Manhattan, unprovoked attack, and started stabbing her in the back.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah, no. And Ruffins, would you say most of the people doing these type of crimes are mental health patients?
No.
Just regular everyday people committing crimes.
Regular everyday criminals.
Criminals.
Upset with the MTA, and we do not make the policies that run the MTA. They're upset at late trains and stuff like that. I used to think the trains were late because of the, you know, conductors and stuff before I worked there. Now I realize 99% of the lateness is caused by the passengers themselves. Mm. You know? But they take their frustration out on the people they see. They see us on the front line. Y'all don't see them guys at 2 Broadway with the suits on.
Right. Makes total sense.
Right.
You know, so they take their frustration out of us. It's misdirected frustration.
Well, Ruffins, we appreciate your call and the insight, bro.
Thank you for the info,
Stay
man.
Safe out here.
And, wow. Man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Love you guys.
Yo, thanks, man, and thank you for your work on the trains, man.
Thank you, man.
Shout out to all the train workers, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. There it is.
All right, later.
That was your Flash and Lights report. From Laura Stiles. Time is 8:53. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.